This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another hour of conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus comes to us from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, on the air every week for an hour, going through a list of a lot of the things that have been the studied portion of our repertoire here. That is Ken looking at all of the various manuals, the publications that come from the journals of medicine, things that he can look at and then translate to us so we kind of understand how doctors, they speak and they write in a different language. It looks like English, but it really isn't. It's doctor speak. So we have Dr. Ken with Dr. Speak. I'm Dr. Doug. I have Dr. Doug speak, I guess, in a manner of speaking. So let's get away from the double talk and get into some of the things that Ken has researched for us this week so that we can get to the bottom line. Ken, as I say, available to us every week at this time, but he's also available to you through the services in his office, in his clinic. You can reach out to them by dialing 352-735-1400. That's Dr. Ken's office. President Biden was diagnosed with COVID-19. Very mild symptoms, though, it would seem, Ken. So nothing to worry about, yes?
Well, it seems that way. He still has not been transferred to Walter Reed, as you remember President Trump was. So I think that's a good sign. We're all praying that he does well. Interestingly, he was treated with...
I'm not sure that's the case.
Antiviral.
I think there are some people that aren't...
He was taken off of two of the medicines that he was on because Paxlovid, this antiviral that's effective at lowering the risk of hospitalization and death in people who are severely at risk for this happening. And he, the president, was taken off of his rosuvastatin, that's the statin that he was on, and Eliquis, the blood thinner that he was on for atrial fibrillation. And interestingly, the other choice that could have been used to treat him would have been a monoclonal antibody, the one that is still effective against the subvariant that he has. I won't even begin to pronounce it. I don't think there are a few people on planet Earth who can pronounce it. But he was not given the monoclonal antibody, which would allow him to still stay on his Eliquis, his blood thinner. So this puts him a little bit at risk. We hope he doesn't go into atrial fibrillation again, and this would precipitate a stroke. But they chose not to give him the monoclonal antibody, but to give him the Paxlovid, which required him to go off of his rosuvastatin Eliquis. Doug, COVID-19 is still a big deal. I know everyone's fed up with it, tired with it, but we're still getting 400 deaths per day with COVID-19. It's down from the 2,000 to 3,000 per day, which it was a year or two ago. But it's still currently the third to fourth most common cause of death in America, even at the rate of death that we're seeing right now.
All right, so Ken, when it comes to COVID-19, it seems that there are those people, and I think I saw a White House report on it the other day, suggesting that COVID is going to be with us forever, one way or another, like the flu, like colds, like a lot of other things that have started and now is with us. And I think that that's kind of where most people are. That's why they want to find some modicum of reality or normalcy, and they're not paying as much attention to the COVID stuff. And I think that's with good reason, frankly, don't you?
Well, I think you're mixing some points in there. Again, there are still 400 deaths per day right now, down from 2,000 to 3,000 per day. And again, this would be the third to fourth most common cause of death in America. At at 400 deaths per day. So if you ignore this, you ignore it at your own peril. But we do need to learn how to live with this. This is an indoor virus. You're not going to get it outside. But right now, with this new variant, Dr. Fauci, the president, it's incredibly contagious. And you'd be smart right now, if you're in an area where it's budding, to be wearing a mask when you're indoors in a crowd. And just be smart. And the way to protect yourself from not dying or getting hospitalized, without a doubt, is by getting vaccinated. And if you're over 50 and boosted, you can clearly see people who are vaccinated and boosted, almost no one dies. You look at people who are not boosted or vaccinated, a lot of people are dying right now. The people who are vaccinated a little bit but not boosted have an in-between level of death. It's clearly correlated with how well you've been vaccinated and boosted, whether you die from this new variant.
Okay, so you said 4,000 people a day are dying from
400 deaths per day currently with the new variant.
How many people will die from heart attacks today?
Well, more than that. Heart attacks is the number one cause of death. And if you look at 400 deaths per day, it's about the number third or fourth. So many more than that.
Okay. The reason I bring it up or put it in that perspective is because the news media, thanks to CNN, the New York Times, and all the other people that want to scare the hell out of you, will focus on this as if it was the number one killer in America, and don't focus on heart attacks, cancer, other things that are not that COVID isn't a real killer, but is really not as big, because we've gotten used to people dying of heart attacks, sadly. We've gotten used to people dying from cancer, sadly. And I suspect we'll get used to people dying from COVID. But not if you listen to watch CNN or if you read the New York Times, you're not going to. And I'm purely political on this, because I think it's a pejorative. It's all about scaring people being full of fear, and so that's what gets the non-medical treatment. I get that it's, you know, there's a medical reality to this stuff, but good grief, like it or not, it's not going to be the end of the world. And so we can reflect a little on it. I'm kind of on my high horse here a little bit, but the way that we handled COVID, in my estimation, was way off the charts, way more than should have been the case. It destroyed a lot of lives, destroyed a lot of businesses, and I'm not talking about the people that died of it. I'm talking about the people who, because of the impact of the news coverage, ran with their tail between their legs, afraid. We stopped everything we were doing. Why don't we do that for heart attacks or heart disease? Why don't we do that for cancer? We haven't stopped the world and told them we wanted to get off. And I think that's the point that I'm making. Continuing on, we'll talk about monkeypox in a moment here with Dr. Ken. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men, experience hair loss before they're 35? Do you really want to gamble with your hair? If you're losing your hair, you can change the odds in your favor and save your hair with Keeps. K-E-E-P-S. Clinically proven, FDA approved, a treatment that's available online to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, take care of the hair that you have. You'll have a personal relationship with a Keeps physician, a Keeps doctor, help you select the right products and develop a personal hair savings routine that'll work for you. It's pretty easy, actually. You don't have to wait and go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost of an in-service treatment. If you've got questions, go to Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, Keeps.com, /Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, for 50% off whatever it is that you buy on the first order. That's Keeps.com/Doug Stephan, Keeps.com will keep you with your hair.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So here we are with the monkeypox. About 1,400 people around the planet have it. And those good old guys from the World Health Organization, controlled by the Chinese government, have said it's a global health emergency, Ken. So what's your read on that?
Well, the number that you quoted is probably underestimated, and the concern is the acceleration, the growth in the number. And I'm just telling you what the director of the World Health Organization has decided, that the rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak, Doug, represents a global health emergency, the World Health Organization's highest level of alert. According to the director of the World Health Organization, for the moment, this is an outbreak that is concentrated among men who have sex with men, especially those with multiple sexual partners. However, there has been a case already in a child, and the virus seems to originate in animals. So you folks, like yourself, who work with animals, you may be thinking about gloving up, because it's really not totally clear, although this virus has been around for a long time. You know, it goes back to at least the 70s, maybe the 50s. What's different is that we're seeing here in America, this used to be just limited to areas of Africa. So there's something different about the virus that we're currently involved with.
All right. So let's fast forward to a case of polio that was found in New York City, and the hoopla with health officials here. The polio vaccinations are given, I think, aren't they, to pretty much everybody at a certain age? Don't we all have polio vaccinations? I think we do.
Well, this individual who got polio, the first American since 2013, had not been vaccinated, and it seems as though the transmission occurred from a patient who had been given a live oral polio vaccine, and this live virus was then transmitted to an unvaccinated person. The unvaccinated person got polio, and polio is definitely something you don't want to get. And it's just another example about why you need to make sure you've been vaccinated against.
All right. So polio, what is this? I'm wondering out loud here whether the news media is going to grab a hold of this and try to scare the hell out of everybody. I don't know what recourse would be.
I think what it's going to try and do, hopefully, is not scare everybody, but just remind people they need to be vaccinated, because there are pockets in the country of people who are totally against vaccinations of all types. And this is just a reminder that you need to be vaccinated against polio or you're going to get this horrible, crippling disease that is so preventable.
Yep, that's for sure.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Back into Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. Again, the connection to him is easy to make. You want to have a telemedicine call with him, you're in Ethiopia and you want to talk to Ken? Call him. Call the office 352-735-1400. Let's say you're in Tampa and you want to talk to Ken. You want to drive to Orlando. Same thing. 352-735-1400. Okay. Up next here on the Bill of Fare, a discussion of salmonella. Here's one of this, the thing about salmonella and listeria and E. coli, they all are carried, this stuff is all over the place. And you're not gonna, you don't get rid of it because you can't get rid of it. It's there. Listeria is the worst of the three, but now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already. Most of the small reptiles were purchased online, about half from a website called myturtlestore.com. Federal law bans the sale of small turtles as pets. Choose something else, please.
Okay, so how do they, if federal law prohibits the sale of these, how do they end up in a pet store?
You need to join the FBI to figure out.
Boy, oh boy. Hunga-bunga. Some of this stuff, why people, and this is in your bailiwick, but I'm just going to get off on another crank because that's where my head is today. The idea that you go to a pet store to buy anything, whether people buy chickens in the pet store. They buy puppies in the pet store. And by the way, with all of these things that are there, you can't wash up a turtle and expect to wash away salmonella. You can't wash your hands and expect to wash it away. As I say, with Listeria, E. coli, all of these things, they are germs that are part of our lives. And so is there a way of avoiding it? Well, don't buy stuff in a pet store. That would be my advice, and you can go from there. Okay, next for Dr.
These
Ken.
These are online.
These are online, but I'm betting that they're connected to a pet store. Yeah, if they're online, you know, you don't know where they're coming from. Why would you buy anything like this? It's like buying food online. Why would you do that? People say,
I don't know why you would buy your pet online and as a turtle. I don't know why you'd buy turtles, period. And I don't know how they're selling turtles. It's banned to sell.
Well, maybe that may be it. We may have hit on the crux of the issue. It's you can't buy them in a pet food in a pet store, but there's probably no prohibition. Somebody didn't look far enough when they were making the rules and prohibited from being done online. So somebody found a chink in the armor, a hole in the reality here, and that's why they're getting away with this to this point anyway. So. I don't know. Give us a little primer on salmonella and listeria and how, give us a minute or less on the different types of these bacteria, they're germs, right? Or they're germs, yeah.
These are bacteria. They affect the gastrointestinal system. For example, salmonella, symptoms are such as diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, and usually begins 6 hours to 6 days after the infection. It can last 4 to 7 days. And these are not pleasant things. These are things where you're just, I don't want to get too clinical, but you're in the bathroom nonstop, and you are sick, very sick.
Sick, sick, sick. All right, so that's the update on salmonella and the other germs that are around. Bananas. We'll go bananas with Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state disaster emergency Friday night over the continued spread of monkeypox.
She stated via Twitter that the emergency declaration would lead to swifter response and better vaccination distribution. It came after the state declared monkeypox an intermittent threat to public health in New York. According to Hochul, 1 in 4 monkeypox cases in the country are in New York. She wrote via Twitter that it is currently having a disproportionate impact on at-risk groups, end quote. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and the Russian Foreign Minister spoke by phone about a U.S. proposal to secure the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and fellow jailed American Paul Whelan. This is USA Radio News. Kentucky continues to be devastated by monsoonal rains.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
JetBlue Airways has agreed to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.8 billion and create the nation's fifth largest airline if the deal can win approval from the antitrust regulators. The company said they expect to conclude the regulatory process and close the transaction no later than the first half of 2024. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Second half hour of our Good Day Health visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. Doug Steffen going bananas. Right, you're the clinician. You're the cardiologist, preventive cardiologist. You are an expert in circulatory matters. I find you to be an expert in everything going on in my body anyway when you check it out on the annual basis that we get together. But the food that's really good for people and their heart health. You hear all kinds of berries. I guess maybe if we start with bananas, but maybe you go through the things that are especially good for men and women who are maybe from a family that has heart disease in it. Because there are people, I came from a family, AFib. My father had AFib when he was in his 50s. I'm in my 70s now. I don't have it. Haven't had any sign of it. So maybe there are things, the chain gets broken by what you eat. And if I eat lots of bananas, is that going to help?
Well, a lot of things came out there. First, let's talk about the news about health. Doug, think about salts, sodium and potassium. And we know that high sodium salt consumption is associated with high blood pressure and a raised risk of heart attacks and stroke. But the new research published this week in the European Heart Journal is that eating potassium-rich foods can improve heart health. Such foods as bananas, avocados, and salmon, these are especially high in potassium. They help to counteract the negative effects of sodium in the diet and lowering blood pressure by consuming these high potassium foods. Other potassium-rich foods include a variety of vegetables, fruits, nuts, beans, dairy products, and fish. People who have kidney issues have to be careful about consuming potassium.
Okay, so let's connect our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell. If he were having this conversation with me, would probably suggest that along with potassium, you ought to be getting magnesium. And whether you get them through supplementation or the food you prefer, food, Jack says we don't have enough good stuff in our food nutritionally, so we have to supplement. So what is the connection in your mind between magnesium, all of the IUMs, magnesium, selenium, potassium, are they connected in some way?
Well, if there's a deficiency, yes, then you need to replace them. But my approach to this is by not just, one from column A, one from column B, you know, like in the Chinese restaurant. My right. approach to this is actually to measure, and if there's a deficiency, yes, supplement it. My approach to this is eating a very healthy diet. I prefer the Mediterranean diet. If you prefer the plant-based diet, that is just as well, whichever you prefer. But eating a very healthy diet and then determining where your deficiencies are, those should be supplemented.
All right, so you got to find that require. How do you determine that? Blood work? Is that where you find? How do you know that you don't have enough magnesium or you don't have enough of anything unless you have a blood test? And even then, isn't it difficult unless you really are specific? I remember one year we had, you give me a normal blood panel. Every year we have our work, but I one year went up to New Hampshire to get a special blood test done to, you know, measure everything. It was like $400 to go through everything we could possibly think of. And I wonder if that's the only way we can tell whether we have enough of the good stuff.
I think that what most of us get yearly from our primary care physician is good for most of us. And on an individual basis, there may be some exceptions. But, I don't think if you're seeing a good doctor each year that they're missing these deficiencies.
Okay.
If you're eating a healthy way.
Right. But in both, unfortunately, Ken, most Americans don't eat a healthy diet. That's why so many people are obese. Their body mass index is way off the charts. They're just fat. And you look at young men especially, but I was with some women this weekend. I couldn't believe how fat they were, frankly. And I'm not trying to be gentle about this because I don't think it needs to be discussed gently. The belly fat on women today who are not my age because they don't live to be my age, but looking at women in their 30s and 40s and 50s, I don't mean to sound unkind, but it's gross. And it maybe because men are being, women are like men. I don't know what it is, but I know, and you must be seeing a lot more of it, because that will certainly be a list on the list of people's the things with people that'll cause heart disease. And so
absolutely.
I just wonder. Yeah,
it's very sad that over 40% of the American population is obese, not overweight, obese, and this has gone up significantly. COVID-19 added about 10 pounds to all of us. And this is a very significant issue. And that's why there's a diabetes epidemic. That's why heart disease has stopped falling. It's a major concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, life in general, if you look at the stats, we are no longer gaining on the years and months that the average person, the life cycle, the lifetime, has either stopped going up or going back a little bit, in part because of COVID, but also in part because of the gross food that we're eating and, other things that we're consuming. They just layer it on.
Right. In last year, we stopped the annual improvement that we've been seeing for decades of people living longer, combination of just diet, not exercising, fentanyl, and COVID-19, these things combining to make our survivability here on planet Earth decline.
You know, it's amazing. You talk about all of the involvement, the laws, the bureaucrats, the politicians who are basically puppets, not for the people who elect them, but for the people who pay them. That is, the contributions they get for their campaigns, that's where the real attention is. And so you look at the insurance companies that kick in lots of dough to these people running for Congress. You look at the big food giants. You look at the pharmaceuticals. You look at all of these outfits. And that's why we don't have laws against alcohol. Well, it doesn't work anyway. But tobacco, that probably wouldn't work any more than it's working against marijuana. You know, you look at all of these things that we could outlaw that would help us, you know, or somehow or other mandate in the diet potassium, magnesium, selenium, things like that. But you don't see any of that because there's no focus on prevention. You're the only preventative person with a doctor. Here's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a preventative cardiologist. How many people that are, do you have preventative osteoarthritis doctors or preventative cancer doctors? No. You don't have any of that stuff because it doesn't pay. And I know I'm getting really cynical here. Maybe we should pause. Because I want to come back and talk about how mental and physical activities benefit men and women. So we'll put men and women together in our consideration as we continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dura, Florida. Let's talk about that weight thing again. It's always around us. It doesn't leave us. Those of you who've decided that you are way overweight and you don't want to see the Grim Reaper too soon, then perhaps you ought to go online to toploss.com. Get the product information that pertains to Calitrin, the healthy, right way to lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. No crash diets necessary, no drugs necessary, no stimulants necessary. Calitrin is the all-purpose, all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's why it's so popular. It comes in a lot of different forms. It's powder, liquid, or capsule form you can get. And when you go to toploss.com, you can do the research. You can talk. Somebody will be put to you when you go to their website that will talk with you about your needs. What's going on in your body? How can they support you? That's one of the main reasons to choose Calitrin. So healthy, so wonderful. And, you know, it's up to you, though. You got to take the first step. Go to toploss.com. Check it all out. When you decide you want to order, use the discount code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping, and their Dog Days of Summer special sale. That's at toploss.com for Calitrin.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. it is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caledron consultants at toploss.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. Okay, so let's talk about the mental and physical activities that you can do to benefit your brain. We were talking earlier about brains and what's in a brain, and I think on the Good Day Show this morning I was talking, Ken, about leeches having 73 brains. Did you know that? That a leech has 73 brains?
You just taught me something new.
You didn't know. All right. So let's talk about what the average man, average woman are going to get by good physical activity and also stretching it with your brain.
Okay. This is information that was just published in the medical journal Neurology, Doug, that exercising your body and mind can help delay and prevent memory problems as you age. And some of these benefits may even be greater for women. And, Doug, yes, as you were talking before, the age of prevention is upon us. There are things you can do to protect and your ability to think and remember. The things you can do to protect your ability to think and remember are things such as exercise regularly, eat a healthy Mediterranean-style diet, get good sleep, avoid stress, alcohol and smoking, and manage your diabetes and high blood pressure. We can delay the onset of cognitive decline in Alzheimer's or slow it down with these prevention methods, Doug.
But then going back to diets, what you eat, the mental, so the physical exercise is very important. Moving, keep your body moving. People say to me all the time, how at your age do you keep going? I have 3 full-time jobs. I'm moving all the time. And if my grandson's around, I'm moving twice as fast as I do if he's not around. And so that's the stuff, along with, I thank God that I am able to communicate and do my radio programs every day, because I think that stimulates my brain. I've been fortunate through my life to be a quick study, to have a quick mind, to be curious, and I think all of that stuff, doesn't it call, when you're doing that, it calls, it's like the musculature. When you're exercising, it brings blood into your muscles so that you can keep them strong. Well, if you're using your head literally, right, mental acuity requires blood to circulate. You're calling on the circulatory system to bring blood to the part of your brain that's required to think things through, to talk, right? To read, to think. Is all that stuff true?
Absolutely. Exercising the brain, doing crossword puzzles, dancing, any of these efforts helps to keep the brain active and delay the fail that eventually occurs.
Yeah, I guess it's coordination. Now, that's something I haven't been good at. I'm not a good dancer. I do walk, you know, I can walk and talk
time
and chew gum at the same time. Dance. I had dance lessons when I was in the eighth grade. And I was, you know what it is? It's not so much the physical stuff. It's the being self-conscious. What your brain tells you. I mean, think about it this way. Think about how marvelous that structure is on your shoulders and how it, without you knowing it, tells your heart to beat. And then when you think, okay, I want to walk a mile. So you don't say to yourself, okay, you don't put your body in gear. You just, your brain says, okay, we're going to walk. And you walk. It's just, it's amazing how the body works.
It's
marvelous. Oh, my God. It really is. So something for us all to think, to be pleased with, to give God, you know, thanks for that which you have, which is the ability to move and to think. Good. All right, that's a wrap on some of these questions. Well, actually, some of the studies been done this week. We'll have questions for Dr. Ken next.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the answer to some of your questions. You can send the questions along on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or you can just connect to us at gooddayshow.com. Good Day Health with a focus now on the 7 healthy habits. Somebody said that they saw recently a list. This is kind of from the same wheelhouse that we talk about a lot. We spent a long time on how to keep people alive. Don't kill yourself with strokes and Alzheimer's. There are 7 healthy habits. And I think it kind of reminds me of you talking about the Mediterranean diet, being active, eating better, losing weight, don't smoke, normal blood pressure, cholesterol. There's nothing new here. Reduce blood sugar, right? Those are the seven simple things to protect your heart.
Yeah, we just discussed them to protect your brain also. It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right, so it's common sense, it would seem, much as anything else, Ken, I think. Don't you? Isn't it just common sense, one would think?
I have, as I've told you for decades, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old male.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody wants to know about where and when to use sunscreen. Hot, very hot around the country. People are at the beach. There's a, my sister has had skin cancer. Her husband has had skin cancer. One of my nieces has had skin cancer. My sister had a very bad bout with it. And I wonder if it's as easy as using sunscreen. That was one of my nieces telling me that because of all the time I spend outside on the tractor. I had a little thing on my face once that was precancerous that I had taken off, but that's the only bout I've had. Have you ever had anything like this on your skin, Ken?
No, fortunately, but you want to make sure you cover your face, your neck, your hands, your ears, any part, and wear a hat, any part of the body that's exposed to the sun. You know, me being in Florida, we think about this all the time, extra especially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually it's thought that 10 to 3 are the times where the sun's rays are the hottest. But it's important. Any area of the body that's exposed to the sun, you need to get sunscreen on. And you also need to wear a hat. Very important. A melanoma does come on your scalp, and it's hard to put sunscreen under your hair.
All right. Now, there's a an update. You know, the actress Emilia Clarke, I bet your daughter, who loves this sort of thing, is very familiar with Emilia Clarke. If you aren't, she was in a number of shows like Game of Thrones. Apparently, she's had two brain aneurysms in her late 20s and early 30s. I'm amazed after reading this that she's still alive. I thought that brain aneurysms were instant death, Ken. Would you explain what an aneurysm is and how someone who's had two of them in their brains might have survived?
20,000 miles of piping in the body, the circulation. And the arteries, think about the pipes in your kitchen, in your sprinkler system. The pipes all have a diameter. And when they get beyond 1.5 times the normal diameter, we call this an aneurysm. And at some point, as these pipes get bulged and get bigger and bigger, they can explode and rupture. And that's what an aneurysm is, and that's what a ruptured aneurysm is. And often these ruptures are what we don't survive.
Okay. So what might be in her diet? What might be the construct of the walls of the arteries that carry the blood to the brain and elsewhere? Why would she have had any of that tumor? One of them, she had an operation to go in and kind of fix it, but I've known people, they have a brain aneurysm, dead, gonzo.
Okay. Yes, aneurysms are usually due in the body from three different causes, Doug. One is uncontrolled high blood pressure, the other is smoking, and the other is genetic. The genetic occurs because in the pipes, there's connective tissue in the wall of the pipe, and some people inherit a very weak connective tissue, the matrix that holds the wall of the vessel together. It's weak, it expands, it bulges, and it can ultimately rupture. The best way to know about this is your family history. It's important to know whether the aneurysms have run in your family. And if they do, you need to get to a circulation doctor so we can check it out. And fortunately, yeah, we have easy ways to image these things now, and we can look at the brain, the abdomen, the heart. We can look all over the body and the legs for these aneurysms, and today we should pick them up and prevent them. It's easy to image these areas.
Good to know. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with Extend Over.